First time we've ever had a featured band of the week that was not an independent artist coming through Philadelphia. And it's David Bowie. I think that's a good pick for this.
I think so too.
Yes. And the reason we're doing that is because David Bowie, we're doing a special David Bowie night at Roadhouse Inn on Thursday night, Levittown, PA. Roadhouse Inn. It's going to be a good time. We have like 8 or 9 performers covering Bowie for the night. And, I know somebody's going to be doing this song. You can rest assured that we will not hear 9 different versions of Ziggy Stardust. I promise. There's
these are real.
Yeah, maybe 2, but no, there are some real David Bowie fans doing this. So he has such a catalog to choose from. I mean there's just so many. I had a hard time figuring out which ones I was going to do. But anyway, we'll talk about that more. Mainly, what you need to know is 9 o'clock Thursday nights, you need to be with us at Roadhouse Inn. It's always a good time, I promise you. This one's going to be extra special because it's David Bowie. All right, let's say hello to the chat room real fast. Hello, Mr. Kenny Fame, Mr. Even Man Out, Jessica Paris, who you can hear on Wednesday nights on Gas House Radio. That's How We Roll. Monica from Bosom Band, Scary's joining us. Stoner Jesus. Hello, Stoner Jesus. And Tom from Roadhouse Inn fame as well. All right, well, welcome to Guest House Live. We have some guests tonight. Well, Carly's here with me, of course. Jacqueline could not make it, but tonight we have RKVC, which would be Rod and
welcome.
Vince.
Woo.
Welcome,
yeah.
Welcome.
Hello, guys.
Thank you.
Everything
can
you hear all right? Everything good?
Yeah, we made it through the apocalypse.
Yes. Yeah. I was a little worried about you guys.
I was trying to park my car away from as many trees as possible.
You know what? I'm paid up my insurance, so whatever happens.
You're ready.
Yeah, I mean, it did look terrible, and I was actually considering calling off the show tonight because, you know, I don't want anybody driving in that kind of nonsense, but it was weird timing. It was like, it could go away by the time they're really on the road. I don't know. But anyway, I'm glad
or
you guys
are here.
Or
they might die.
Yeah, or they might die.
I think it hit, like, hitting a flash, though, because, like...
It did move
it did.
Fast.
We were rehearsing, and it wasn't, and then we, like, finished to come out here, and then everything was, like... Shambles.
Yeah.
Yep. Shambles. All right. So you guys are hanging out for the whole hour?
Sure. Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah. Very cool. All right. So we're going to talk to these guys. They have they have a lot to talk about. You have a new album out. I want to know about this work you're doing with the Phillies and how that came about. I want to know about the TV show that you have going on. I want to know about just everything. So we have a lot to cover. In fact, we should probably go into it pretty quickly. But
right away, because we're
going to have to squeeze this in. No, we do have Nitrous Radio coming up a little bit later on tonight at 9. We can go a little late if needed. And we do talk about aliens on Tuesdays, if that's okay.
Vince is an avid conspiracy theorist, so this will fit
well. Good.
Are you really?
Okay.
Oh, man.
Good.
Oh, man.
I don't have too many alien stories.
I have a little bit. We also do Unexplained. They used to be the same segment, but we had to split them up because...
There's so many aliens all the time.
Because aliens are not... and aliens are not unexplained. They're real. They're out there. There's nothing unexplained about them.
I still have that Injustice for All from last week.
Oh, we could do that too.
Yeah.
Let's make sure we do that.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't even know where to begin now. Let's see here. We talked about Thursday night. Oh, that's where we begin. So I'm glad you guys are here. You can help me with this. So we had a contest, friends of ours, Midnight Mosaic. They're a great band out of North Jersey, and they're playing with 311 at the Stone Pony on Saturday, July 18th,
mm-hmm.
and they gave us a pair of tickets.
Nice. Yeah, you want them?
To give away.
What?
So it's Saturday, July 18th. Doors are at 5. These are $30 tickets, $30 a piece. This is a nice prize.
That is expensive.
Stone Pony's a cool place, too.
It is a
yeah.
Place, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's an outside show. It's going to be a lot of fun. Two great party bands, 311 and Midnight Mosaic. So we had this contest running for about a month now, and all you had to do was follow our instructions on Facebook and Twitter and whatever. And if you entered, we wrote your name down on these pieces of paper. And one of you guys, who wants to pull the winner?
Pull the winner.
All right, hold on. Let me get this going here. Can't do it without one of these guys. God, where the hell?
Oh. Hurry up.
The winner is... I can't read it.
Yes! I'm not the only one!
Nobody can read my writing!
Mark Boyd.
Mark Boyd. Thank you. Mark, you have 30 seconds to get a hold of me, otherwise we pull another name. Now, congratulations, Mark. I will get a hold of you on Facebook. I think that's how you entered this contest, so I'll make sure I get a hold of you.
Woo-hoo.
So, cool. I wanted to make sure we get those tickets. Again, that's July 18th. Go find Midnight Mosaic on iTunes. They have a new single out, Outside the Lines. Very, very cool band. It's going to be a good show. All right. Now, let's play an RKVC song. All right? Off the new album version of Us. How many albums do you guys have total?
We have three main ones, and then we have a Christmas one and an acoustic version of the first one.
Okay. you guys did a Christmas album?
Yes.
That's awesome. Is it original covers or both?
It's standards and originals.
Yeah.
So
we should get that.
I've been trying. I just started talking about this with somebody, I think, over the weekend.
Talking about Christmas?
Oh, it was Reverend T.J. McGlinchey.
What's wrong with you?
No, talking about a Christmas album, because here's the thing. I want to put together like a compilation album of like 10 bands.
Good Christmas songs?
And every band covers a classic and does an original Christmas song.
Sweet.
But the problem is we don't start thinking about this until like Thanksgiving, and it's too late.
So we have to start
That's why we got to talk about it now.
Yeah, we had to finish ours in July last year.
That's awesome.
Because it goes on sale like right after Halloween is how like the timing works for stuff.
Yeah.
Especially with like iTunes and things. Like there's like a cutoff date, and they're like, if you're not Justin Timberlake, you can't release anything until the end of the year. Because it gets so congested with the holiday season.
Of course.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I never thought about that. Shit. We got to get moving. All right. Well, first of all, I should say congratulations, because you guys were the most voted on band of last week for the band versus band thing.
Yay.
So you're in the 7 o'clock hour all this week as well. So
awesome.
What song should we do here? Which one off there do we want to do?
Do you guys have a favorite?
Well, I know the listeners have a favorite, because right now you're also number one in the top 10 countdown. With The Great Escape.
Well, let's do that.
Well, that one just played.
Oh, okay.
So let's... You know what? I don't think I heard this. I don't think I heard John. Is the song called John Faye?
It is. You guys are familiar with John.
Right? Oh, I know John, and I know Danielle and Jennifer and Joey DiTullio and Michael Benoist.
So all those guys were at our house recording one day, and it was an insane party. And we essentially just kept the mic on for 3 hours and then kind of inserted stuff. But when we wrote the song, it wasn't really like to write a John Faye's great blah, blah, even though he is. It was like we can't get girls, so what kind of guy does? John Faye. and the more you're like John, the more you could. And then we had all these friends of John come over and just kind of like party and sing and stuff. So it's a fun song.
All right. That's awesome. Let's do this. A lot of our listeners will know John Faye as well. Of course, John and Brittany and Ike. And now he's got John and Those Meddling Kids, which we actually last week played the new track DNA. So let's hear this one. This is from RKVC. It's called John Faye. We'll be right back with more.
Girls at record stores don't notice guys like me. I'm not on the cover of their favorite CDs, but I'm here in real life if they're still looking. I might not be theirs yet, but at least I'm in between. If rock and roll has taught me anything, it's don't be afraid to speak. And one more thing, girls like guys like rock stars that are on the stage, a classic that'll never fade away. Girls like guys like royalty that's in the scene, everybody knows his name, his name. Girls like guys like John Faye.
You should get him a second.
Girls at rock shows don't notice guys like me. I'm not like the guy on stage that they came here to see, but I'm in the front row and waiting all week to be at rock shows like some kind of geek. If rock and roll has taught me anything, it's don't be afraid to speak. And one more thing, cafe.
He's cute.
That was
Joey.
I totally missed something.
There's a little some talking at the end there. That was awesome. That was John Fay by RKVC, who are in studio with us right now. Very cool. So how did I guess just from playing in the area, that's how you know Joey and Danielle and Jennifer and all them.
I mean, they're just rock stars around the area, man. You know?
Yeah.
Speaking of like hardworking musicians, Danielle and Jennifer, I feel like every time I turn around, they're playing somewhere. You know.
Yeah. So. Oh, I know. They have that like that picture that you they take like the same picture wherever they are, the two of them next to each other smiling. It's
right.
They're very good at that.
Did you see the picture where we dressed up as them and they dressed up as us?
Yes, that was awesome. What was that for?
They were playing our birthday bash.
That's right.
And for the promo, we decided to swap roles.
Yes, so, I was there when the promo was shot, actually, because it was at Liberty Music Fest, right?
No, it was Dewey. But
or Dewey, that's what I meant, Dewey.
You were probably Jimmy's then. So yeah. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see it, but I think I was there for the aftermath or something like that. Like right after, right before. I remember talking to you guys or Danielle or something.
Oh, that's right. Okay. So you probably saw Susan, their mother, like peeling their clothes off.
Yeah. That was a great idea. That was funny. They did that with Socio, too.
Yeah.
Which is funny. Yeah, that's actually how I met you guys, was at Dewey Beach. Mm-hmm. And that's your home turf, right? Delaware?
Pretty much.
Yeah. We're all over the place, but like Dewey Beach Music Conference is just always a nice like homecoming. Like it's a party for everybody, you know.
So. Yeah. Do you play most of the time in Delaware?
No, we only play like really not counting the beach festivals, like twice a year in the area.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So where do you guys get out to?
Everywhere, coast to coast.
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, there was a time where we crossed the country three times in a year.
So that's pretty impressive. This is a full-time thing for you?
Pretty much.
Yeah, the last long one was 2,000 miles.
Yeah, we flew out to San Francisco and then drove from San Fran to Austin.
Yeah.
Hugging the Mexican border. Wow. We know because our phones were in Rome half the time.
Oh, okay. Sounds like an expensive trip.
I think we made videos of all that, all the experiences as well.
Yeah, we were working with Dream Media Productions at the time, and so we would send them our footage from our phones, and they did like nice edits while we were on the road.
Oh, but that's cool.
It was like some funny stories. I mean, like the first car we had as a rental car, like we couldn't figure out for the first 3 days what smelled. And right, and we found out.
No.
Should we spoil it? It was like this. Like hair coloring kit.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was weird that it had been half used. So it was under the seat. And we're like, we don't even want to know why this is.
Why that's there. I mean, you know, just
like,
in case.
Like a hooker rented the car or something.
Somebody who needed to change their identity.
Exactly. Like,
for some reason.
I'm just going to leave this under the seat in the car just in case I need it again.
So you guys have been pretty successful already. How long has it been RKVC?
September 4th, 2012. So.
Not that long.
Almost 3 years, right?
Let's get a little history, because there's not much. I went to rkvc.net and also on Facebook, just look RKVC. Not a whole lot of history on the band.
We're mysterious.
Yeah. So how did you meet? Because you're not even from this area at all.
Nope.
Correct.
I guess I'll start and then you can pick up. Rod Kim was a solo project. I'm not meaning to speak myself in third person, but it's kind of like its own little project thing. And then that, you know, the short version of a long story was that project had a single that went to Rock Band 2. The album was carried by Best Buy. Like, there's a lot of promotional tours, so in its own way it was successful.
Yeah.
And that was in 2010. That was like 300 gigs in a row. Like, I didn't even have an apartment at that time because it was pointless. Everything went to storage. I lived in my car
and just solo by yourself.
Yep. And towards the end, like the
even the tour, like everything by yourself, you just drove by yourself?
Yep. I was just in a car. Like I bought a brand new Toyota Yaris and then put 75,000 miles on it.
That's still a little bit scary.
It was scary, but awesome.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when you know you can feed yourself and put gas in your car and clothes on your back from the money that you use, like you got from like selling CDs and playing shows and things.
I guess you seem to be a pretty outgoing person, I think. Like, I'm very introverted.
Yeah, I'd probably just be miserable.
I would be like, all right, go play the show and then hurry up back to my hotel and sit in there by myself.
Just like stay in my car and not leave.
But yeah, okay.
You know, I guess you learn how to be a people person when your like income depends on it.
Yeah, I guess you're forced. Like, yeah. So, true.
But at the end of that, so the last quarter of that, things were picking up well enough where the promo people around me were like, "You have enough money to hire like a band, but not to go on the road with you." So our strategy, and this is a tip for any solo artists out there, to hire like satellite bands. So these regions that you play a lot, like hire a band out west and then out east and then south, and then call them within like a 3-hour radius. Mm-hmm. To play, so you don't have to pay for everybody to be on the road constantly. Mm-hmm. And then they know your songs, and you go out and play with them and things. So Vince and a friend, Matt Calvaries, were on the top of the list for session musicians. Vince is a guitarist, and Matt is a drummer. Yeah. So I was out in L.A. at the time when I got the reference, and I came out to Delaware it was Kennett Square. Kennett Flash was a gig. And they auditioned. They were awesome. So we finished out the last 2 or 3 dates of the tour overall, and that also happened to be on the East Coast. And then Vince and I kind of got to be better friends, and my second solo album, we ended up writing together. And then that solo show kind of gradually became a duo show. And
yeah, because we started writing. At that point, it wasn't just Rod Kim anymore. It was both of us like putting a lot of effort into these songs. So it was like something bigger here, you know?
Hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. So you hired bands a lot of times when, like, regionally speaking.
Yeah.
Now, when you guys, and that you guys have, as RKVC, have toured the country, is that what you do? Do you hire bands, or you just do the duo thing?
We just do the duo thing.
It's easier that way.
So, logistically. When you hear the album, there's obviously a lot more than what two people can do. I mean, is it, like, acoustic versions, or do you have a lot of backing tracks?
Our third band member is MacBook Pro 2011.
Gotcha.
But we have learned, and also other touring bands, professional bands, respect that it's much more difficult because that drummer doesn't care if you miss the verse.
Yeah, you can't say, wait, like, you can't make that go around again sign.
So we were even rehearsing today. We're like, we have to be 100% every time.
Yeah, okay.
There is an acoustic portion of the show, though, because it's just nice to get back down to the song.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. All right. Wow. I didn't realize that kind of history. That's pretty cool. So when you were your solo before that, did you have any guidance or management or agency or anything?
Not a dedicated one. I mean, there was times when things had for situational things, like when Best Buy picked up stuff, there was like a small team around that. But otherwise, it was just me being tired of other people not doing stuff. So.
Right. So, like, how about as far as booking shows, both originally and now as RKVC? Is that all DIY?
Yeah. Yeah. We don't have a dedicated company. I mean, we were friends with a lot, but
yeah,
we're not solely under anybody.
Wow. That's impressive. That's a lot of work to put together tours. Oh my God.
Yeah. Our saying usually is if sticking a rusty fork in our eyes would get us gigs, we would rather do that than what you have to do to book gigs.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and then, so that's just booking shows, though, but you also have, like, do you do the recording yourselves?
Yeah.
Because I heard you say, yeah, okay. So you got the recording all by yourselves, you got the booking, and the social media, which I can't put a percentage on it, but definitely half the bands, maybe even more, do not know how to do social media or don't do it properly or just give
suck.
Such an...
Yeah,
they suck at it. Or they just waste such opportunity. And really, with social media as a band, you need to keep people engaged in between shows and album releases and anything that the band does major. Like shows, obviously you push those and you want people out at your shows. You know, and you can't be playing in the same area twice a month, you know, in the same city. So you have to do a lot in between to keep people engaged and entertained. And if you guys just go to RKVC on Facebook, you will find pretty quickly what I'm talking about. From the YouTube series that you're doing, Troublemakers, which we'll talk about in a minute.
Yay.
But if you watch backwards memes, like, where did that come from? Or did you make those up, or you just put your like name on things that you find?
It goes both ways. Sometimes we find stuff, and sometimes we just make
stuff up.
Like,
it's this stuff that comes up in conversation. We're like, wait, write that down.
Yeah,
put it up.
Ooh. Yeah, a lot of like quotes and memes, all kinds of stuff that are just constantly being put up there with your website on it.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a lot of work. I mean, I applaud that, and even like the branding and everything that you guys do, because I have never seen you. Like, we don't have cameras in here, not working cameras anyway. But you still have the red shirts with the black vests, which is anytime I've ever seen you anywhere, that's what you're wearing.
You should see our new business cards. And our new Mighty wallets.
Oh, wow.
Look at that. That's a wallet?
Yeah, it's Mighty Wallet is a company out of New York that makes Tyvek wallets.
Okay.
They're pretty cool, but they've been very good.
Do they break down pretty quickly?
No, they actually, the only thing, like, they last forever, so.
Oh, the little red, oh,
the
man.
The little vest going on.
We gotta do a little Instagram on this on the break. Their business cards are.
Oh, these are amazing.
They're excellent.
They're a little flattened because of my caboose.
These are great.
Self-deprecating romantic pop rock, RKVC. And if you know what I'm talking about, if you've ever seen them live, always wear red t-shirts with black vests, and so does the business card.
You open up the little vest, and it's...
That's also... Well, let's talk about merch. Do you guys... I mean, you got the wallets. Did that come about because, like, you got in touch with the company that makes them? It's kind of like a co-working...
We're huge fans of theirs. Yeah. But they actually opened it up to independent, like, artists. So, like, if you do art, you can actually get stuff made or submit, like, designs and things. But... They have been really specifically good to us because I guess the ink or how the Tyvek works, like red doesn't hold up very well. And so we actually, they were really good. And before just sending us whatever was made, they emailed us. We're like, hey, so we have to work out this red situation because red doesn't normally show up that well. And that's all your
design <that's everything>.
Is. So they did. I mean, it looks great. And we kind of worked together on it. But like it's not super exclusive to us, but we follow through on it.
What else do you guys do as far as merch?
As far as merch as we sell, like, regularly.
Are you one of those bands that when you show up, you have, like, this table with all the lights that fold out and the big tri-folding thing, and it's like, you basically open up a whole little convenience, RKVC convenience store at the back of the venue?
With one button.
Right.
It's like a transformer.
We're working on
it. Okay. It actually makes the sound, too.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Ironically, we don't have a whole lot of, like, merch crazy like merch, that. Yeah. Like, sometimes when we have big shows, like, so one of the reasons we don't have, like, that kind of setup is Vince likes to decorate.
Yes.
So sometimes we'll have, like, Christmas lights and Legos.
Gotta make the merch table nice.
Oh, yeah.
We have a lot
and
of
inviting.
So it attracts customers.
Yeah.
We have a lot of stuff, though, which is interesting. So, like, there's a lot of things that are, like, rarities, like stuff that appears in our video series and things that kind of make its way out to the merch tables and things. Yeah. So they're a little more special.
Yeah.
I mean, we have our CDs and things. We have cassette tapes, vinyls, whatever.
It's a niche table. You gotta...
Right. Well, I guess, I mean, but those could work out pretty well because, like, your fans, if...
They come to buy the stuff.
They know, like, they know if they follow the Troublemaker show or they follow you, like, those little kind of inside jokes, that's what you're talking about. That's kind of what you have. That's a good idea.
The one thing that we did have that was, like, really, really popular, and we have to give credit to Dave Sanchez from Space Boy Clothing for this idea, is the t-shirts we used to sell, and we still do, just not as many, have the vests printed. Screen printed on them.
Yeah.
But he actually took a photo of us in the vests against like a wall and then like photoed it into the shirt. The buttons and the zippers and everything's in there.
That's pretty cool.
They're just really expensive. So like but they sold out quick, so we can still get them. It's just that it's hard for, like, we're not a fan of showing up to a show and like asking, like, paying $35 for a shirt.
Right.
And then we became that band. But like it was like we're not even really making all that much money. It's just like there's so much screen printing on it, you know?
Yeah.
But it was a great idea. We were at a party or something, and Dave Sanchez from Space Boy, like, we were talking to him, like, well, we want to come up with some cool ideas for designs. And he was like, I'm going to put your vest you know, on there. It was awesome.
And you guys have Converse, too.
Yes.
I'm on your merch.
Oh.
That's really cool.
Which, yeah. By the way, is rkvc.net. You can get everything there.
Yeah, the we started off wearing these red Chucks, and then it was kind of, like, aged, and then we ordered some more custom ones.
And you could have the same ones, too.
All right. Let's see here. Honeyspot Boulevard isn't good at social media. I don't remember Honeyspot. No, I see you're pretty active, Jessica. I think Jessica's pretty active on there. I'm just telling you, there's bands where I see, like, I'm like, oh, we do a lot of booking for Connie's and Roadhouse, and I'm like, oh, let me see what these guys are up to. And their last post is like March 14th. Hey, we have a show tonight at such and such. It's like, oh, wow, you guys are busy. all right, let's take another song break here, and we'll do another RKVC. We'll come back. We'll talk about Troublemakers and what else you guys have coming up for the summertime. So let's see here. RKVC. The Great Escape played earlier. We played John Fay. You guys, any specific?
Is it too after?
She Hates Me.
Oh, yeah, let's go with that.
That's all right, let's song. Do that. That's the first one we played. I like that one, too. all right, She Hates Me. Let's do this one. We'll be right back with more RKVC.
True story.
She don't need to do her hair. She's a gorgeous kind of mess. She's a whiskey perfect girl. Steal the beat right out of your chest. She don't need no company. Don't need no compromise. And when you put this record on, she'll show you how to dance. She hates me, but she loves this song.
RKVC. You can get their music pretty much anywhere that they sell music, right? I mean, or play music. I saw you guys are on Pandora now.
Yeah, Pandora actually has been very supportive since day one. I mean, they're
that's
awesome.
Unusual that from independent artists. We have a lot of them that struggle with that, with Pandora, for whatever reason.
It's just been a really clean relationship ever since the beginning, right?
Nice.
No complaints about those guys. They're awesome.
Oh, you know what I wanted to ask you? I see that you guys are on Tidal already.
Yes.
Yeah. How did it, like, that seemed pretty fast. I mean, that just came out. How did you guys, like, boom, on it?
Turns out we took care of that before we knew what it was. So
really?
Like, okay.
You guys are on top of your
shit. We were part of those networks before.
Do what you're supposed to be doing.
Well, because when they announced it, when Jay-Z and half the music world announced that, we were like, oh, we got to get on that. And we're like, oh.
We already did.
Somehow.
Wow, that's great.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, well, let's talk about the other two parts of RKVC.net that we haven't really touched on yet, which is Troublemakers and Lifeline. So why don't I just go ahead and tell us what this TV series Troublemakers is about and how it got started.
You want to try to explain it?
Technically, we call it a hashtag Troublemakers, yeah, just to be trendy or something. I don't know. It's kind of making fun of itself, which is the concept of the whole show. It's actually in technically like quote unquote reruns right now. Like we just started featuring it again on Facebook, but it was maybe a year and a half ago we concluded that series. But it was just so much fun. We were working with Dream Media Productions, and everyone was sitting in a room, and we were talking about what videos to do, and then it just gradually turned into this mini series where we just. It's ridiculous. Like Vince said, I don't know how to explain it. Like, we're the only two, since we're not actors, like, the only two, like, straight characters, and then everything else around us is, like, ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like
and there's like, this ongoing theme throughout the entire series where these femme fatales with eye patches try to kill us in each episode. It's a different eye patch assassin is what we called them.
Yeah. And, you know, based on our relationships, it's not too far-fetched to have women trying to kill us.
Right. So,
but there is, each episode features, usually, with the exception of maybe one or two of them, like a singer or a lead performer of some band or something in the area that's a female that, and she makes a cameo as like an eye patch assassin that tries to off us in some ridiculous way.
We filmed on Market Street, so it has a lot of the scene there.
Oh, yeah, in Wilmington.
Yeah.
But it was cool. Like, you know, the example wise, like, I think, like, the first episode kind of started out as, like, a spaghetti western. And then, like, an eye patch assassin tried to poison us when we ordered some drinks. And then, like, when we walked out, it turned into Cheers, like the TV show. And I think my favorite joke, though, I know there's a lot of them. My favorite joke was, like, one of the episodes, maybe second one, that had Sarah Chakowsky in it.
Yeah.
We're walking down the road, and there's these little, like, I don't know what kind, like, they're jokes that make sense in our heads. Like, so we walk past and there's like a kitten on the road. So I point out, like, Vince, that's that kitten I was telling you about. It was really cute. And then the kitten buffers like a YouTube video, like, but in real life.
Right.
And then we're just standing here, like,
I'm like, what are we doing here? We're wasting time. Let's go.
I was like, just a second. It's funny here in a second.
Pete's cutting back to the loading screen.
That's weird.
And, Then when the series ended, there was actually like a moral to the story. It kind of tied up, and then we did a Christmas special. So it's kind of like a British series.
So how many? Is this like season one? There will be a season two.
Season two has been in talks for a while.
Yeah.
So I think the plans are drawn up, contracts are signed. So
It's moving forward. We got the green light.
Right. Yeah. That's what's crazy. The first season was like, let's have fun. The second season's like, oh, we have like stuff to worry about.
It's always how it goes. And now, what about Lifeline? Pop culture headlines.
Yeah. Lifeline, we do every Friday. And it is exactly that. It's pop culture headlines of the week. And, we've been doing Lifeline, that show, for pretty much the entire time we've been doing the videos.
At least 92 episodes worth.
Right. So I think it's like just
92
short.
Episodes?
Yeah.
Yeah. Basically, wow. Basically every Friday, we have like 430 some odd videos total.
Jeez. Yeah, that's huge.
That's impressive.
Thank you. The Friday things are the lifelines. Like we had a song called Lifeline, and just made a natural like way as the title of the show. But like it, I don't know, I guess the overall concept is like in a minute and a half or 2 minutes. Like, what could we like tell you that happened in the week as far as music, maybe entertainment? That like if you were at the water cooler, you wouldn't sound stupid,
right?
Not knowing, you know, so you don't actually have to pay attention to the pop culture and just be aware.
You always
of
have
it.
Some little tidbit to talk about,
right?
Yeah.
Because of the lifelines.
That's just awesome. I mean, and how often did the Troublemakers come out?
When it came out, it was every week.
Yeah,
one
a week
for 15, 16 weeks or something.
Mm-hmm. Man, that's a lot of content, especially like YouTube. YouTube is so important. Just, you know, search engine, blah blah blah. Boring, I know, but it's so important. Just trust me. As bands, as websites, as anything, to have content on YouTube and be relevant there. I mean, have two of those come out each week, and then you're playing a lot of shows, putting out a lot of music, the touring. I mean, you guys are busy. Congrats.
Thank you.
That's a successful band. You guys have already, you know, you just have to wait for the rest of the world to catch up, I guess.
It's the story of our lives. No, I mean, I guess the whole thing is like, you know, if we're going to do something, do it completely.
Yeah. That's good. So what's next?
Well, we have... Jeez, Thursday, we're playing the Block Party.
Yep, in Wilmington. So if you're in Wilmington or near enough from Philly, on the riverfront in Wilmington.
Yep.
We're doing the in Wilmington's like city Block Party.
That's cool. We've talked about this a couple times on the show, how Wilmington, I don't know how it used to be. Like, well, when I was playing shows, we never really, Wilmington or Delaware in general was just kind of that other part of the Philadelphia music scene. And that, you know, you just, if you go down there once in a while. But now, like, it's really, Delaware has its own music scene going on that's it's pretty strong. I mean, there's a lot of great talent down there, but places to play, too. Like, the Queen is one of the nicest places around, if you ask me.
The Queen is our stomping grounds, our home stomping grounds.
Yeah.
And that's definitely what turned that whole scene around as far as Market Street and their music and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. World Cafe Live, Hal Real, that whole team. Like, everybody, the World Cafe Lives, both of them, Philly and Wilmington. Like, big ups to them, because we've been all over the place, and it's probably our favorite places.
Really?
Those locations, yeah.
Well, okay, that's a good question. Outside of Philadelphia, since you guys played pretty much everywhere, what spot is your favorite?
Outside.
Outside of, like, you know, Philadelphia, Delaware.
It's hard to say. It's all such a blur. Like, when it's happening, you know?
Well, let's see.
What's your favorite place?
I don't know. We play all kinds of different types of gigs, too. It's not, like, just your random, like, bar every time, you know? I guess, like, and the one that stands out the most to me is when we played at Jerome Church for, like, 500 people. It was ridiculous. And it was, what album was that?
I think it was a solo album, like one of the Rod Kim solo albums. And we ended up playing for the church congregation of the church in town that I grew up in.
Oh, in Indiana.
Yeah, which is weird because we're not bad, I don't think, but we're not really, like, that contemporary Christian oriented. So.
But we got such a, like, a great response, and people just were, I mean, we couldn't even stop selling the CDs that we had at the table. It was ridiculous.
Really, really good people. And it was funny, though, because I remember, like, the song we were singing, like, had a joke about, like, it said something like, she has a fake nose, fake boobs, or something like that. And I remember, like, we didn't even think about it, and here we are on Sunday morning on Mother's Day, and we're like, halfway through the line, we're like, oh, edit. Oh. Like, tall shoes, like, you know.
Yeah, tall shoes. Nice.
Try to, like, change it up.
I think for me, there was a place, I can't even remember what it was called. This is terrible. It's in Fort Wayne, Indiana, which I know sounds random, but Fort Wayne is where Sweetwater is. It's a musician's friend or guitar center type of place.
Gotcha.
So they have a lot of equipment there, but there was, it's going to kill me not knowing this location, but they were awesome because it was a good room. They had a really great built-in audience, even though I'd never really been there before to play. And they had actually read my tech writer and had everything set up when I got there. I didn't even have to take any equipment out of the car. I just showed up, played. They handed me a check, and I had fun. I hung out with some people and then left. It was amazing.
Oh, that's pretty badass.
Yeah. Fortunately, that gig was in front of my mother and father, so mad respect from them. That was awesome.
Yeah. All right, well, how about worst ever? Are there any, like, oh, my God, that was the worst show we have ever played? Not, like, maybe it's because of how you played, or maybe it was just the audience or the venue. Yeah.
Those are my favorite stories.
Yeah, those are always good.
I guess to avoid political incorrectness, we won't say the specific venue, because it wasn't really their fault.
But it was their fault.
This one venue, you've been there, and off air will tell you which one. Their sound guy that I don't think is dedicated to the room specifically, but it wasn't even just him. So there's a sound guy here, but this is not a common problem. But if there is a problem with our show, happens every so often for those tech heads and gear nuts, like our show, since it's so electronic, runs off of like a stereo line level. So everything's mixed in our computer, like our voices and everything. And then we just give you two lines, like you're running.
So even your instruments, everything goes through there. So yeah, that's a sound man's dream.
Right.
I mean,
so they try to make it way too complicated.
Yeah.
They see mics, so they try to run line mic level, and things get loud and feedbacky and stuff. That was that guy. So, what, second song in?
Mm-hmm.
I dropped the F-bomb for the first time in a live show.
I unplugged, grabbed my acoustic, and we both, like, stepped in front of the mics.
Yeah, we sat on the edge of the stage
started playing to the people that were in front of us because we were so fed up with the sound.
And we had never played those songs acoustic. We just knew the songs.
I think we actually met a couple of girls that night, too, because of that.
Yep. That's where we'll leave that story.
Yeah, because that's a crazy night after that.
All right, well, let's not forget. We're not taking a break yet. Let's not forget, because I want to know where that was. All right, Very cool. If you're just joining us, we have RKVC in studio with us right now. New album version of us is available everywhere, and it's also in our system, so you can request it at any time. It's still in heavy rotation, specifically in the top 10. Right now it's number one in the top 10, and it's also in the 7 p.m. hour. So if you haven't heard it yet, make sure you just request it. And we'll play another one a little bit later on. We also have a Carly pick I didn't even mention earlier.
I think they're from Nashville.
They are from Nashville. Mm-hmm. Who do we have here? It is Bully. Mm-hmm. And their debut album, Feels Like, is out June 23rd, and they're playing Boot and Saddle.
Yes.
And I have a new Pretty Fingers track, too, that we're going to get to. So we have a lot to get to in the last 15 minutes, plus an Injustice for All, and I think that's what we should do now.
Okay. I mean, maybe I'm just, like, hyping it up too much.
How could you? Don't say that.
All right.
I think it's going to be awesome.
Hope so.
All right, well, Injustice for All is our segment where we find something in current events. Usually it's an arrest or a lawsuit or something like that, and we determine who's right and who's wrong. But first we have to wait for the song to kick in.
Of course.
Okay, now it means business. Go ahead, Carly. What do we got?
All right, this was in Texas. Of course it was in Texas. So these two girls had a lemonade stand, and they were told to shut it down because they lacked a permit.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. There's an 8-year-old girl and her sister, her 7-year-old sister, and they were only taking donations for the lemonade stand, mostly just giving out the lemonade for free. And a police officer rolled up, told them that they needed to shut it down.
That makes me angry.
Right?
All right.
Gave them a $150 fee.
Oh, my God. Now I want to smack that guy.
And they also said that health department officials would need to inspect the stand.
What is our country becoming? What is our world becoming? So I guess the Justice for All here is, was the officer right to shut down the lemonade stand for no permits?
For 7 and 8-year-old girls.
All right. Let's go around the room. Anybody have immediate reaction to it?
It's technically not incorrect, but what happened to that cop that day?
Well, like, that's what I was gonna
say. I'm serious. He's like, I'm gonna shut down a lemonade stand or kick a puppy. Like, one of these things is gonna happen. Like,
before I do anything, though, here's some bath salts.
Yeah, I mean, come
on. That's just
on.
Ridiculous.
You're right. He's technically in the right. But
yeah, and that.
There's got to be. I mean, I don't know.
I don't know. If they were adults selling lemonade and kettle corn, because they were also selling kettle corn for $1.
Oh well, you didn't mention that.
That changes everything.
Yeah. Kettle corn can be dangerous.
Yeah. But no, they're like these two girls. So that would be fun. Set up a lemonade stand.
I mean, yeah, especially for charity. They're not even making money. I feel like that means you got to go around and anytime, like, for example, this town has a couple different events. We have, like, a treasure day. There was a Riverton bike criterium thing that happened recently. And there's these little stands that sell water and lemonade and stuff. They don't get permits. All of that stuff all around the country shuts down then. You got it all or nothing. It's absolutely ridiculous. There should be some sort of line there. Like, maybe you have to get a permit if you sell more than $1,000 worth of stuff. Or something like that.
Right.
I mean, come on.
But they're not going to sell $1,000 worth of stuff.
Exactly.
We're taking
donations. Or if they do, then we got to find out what's in that lemonade.
Yeah.
Maybe we want to
know. Maybe there's
that.
Something they didn't add in the article there.
Yeah.
That's some LSD in there, ladies.
Just, yeah, really good lemonade.
What were they taking donations for again? Did it say?
It doesn't say, no.
Marijuana?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah,
funny. He's like, that's why they got shut down.
I wonder, yeah.
Donations
ever heard
for
of
the KKK? Yeah, okay. Nah, that makes sense.
All right. Then yeah. I guess I could understand that.
Yeah.
But it was in Overton, Texas, which is like not far from Dallas.
All right.
I don't know what Overton looks like.
Well, I don't like this
like
story
suburbs?
At all.
Yeah, I don't like it either.
That's terrible.
There's iguanas out there, right? Smushed on the road,
right? Yes, we spent some time in Dallas a couple times. We were hired to produce an artist out there,
Oh, really?
And, so we were walking down the road once to look for some food or something, and we, no kidding, like there's this like roadkill, but it's an iguana.
How big would you say?
Yeah, like, wow.
Yeah, and we're like, did these just fall out of the trees or something? Like, where like, why is this even out here? And so we were like, this is before Snapchat, so we were like, well, not before, before we got on Snapchat, but we were like filming for like, I don't know, Instagram or something, and we're like, so like, freaked out by that, and then we cross another one as we're doing that, like we trip over another one, like, what?
Oh my god.
It's like possums.
That's just what you
wait,
expect
wait,
in Texas.
Were they alive or different?
Oh, they were completely flat, and they'd been there for a while, like baking.
Ugh.
You should have eaten them.
Oh, God.
You love to eat weird things.
I'm vegetarian.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Well, all right. So that was a good one. That was obviously we're all in agreement, though. There's no arguing here.
I mean, if anyone
this guy's a douche.
Was arguing for the officer's sake, I'd be very confused.
Well, I mean, you won't play devil's advocate. Yeah,
unless you're in Texas.
You're technically, and I think that's what Vince said, technically he's right.
Yeah, but
it's like all of us had that when we were kids.
Like yeah, that's just something. Part of your childhood.
I sold rocks. I didn't even sell lemonade.
Vince didn't do very good business.
And you know what?
I quarried rocks in my pants. And there's a lot of times where the rocks had pantsed me.
Oh, yeah.
To bring them to the table. This is a great business.
Well, actually, you know, speaking of which, then we're also going to have to get permits for every single garage sale that goes on.
Oh, yeah.
A bake sale, church.
Yeah. I better see. I'm going to go to every church in Texas to make sure there's a permit. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's outrageous.
It's like that website that has all the like the craziest rules in the United States.
Laws.
That's
we were
so
just
funny.
Talking about
that's
that.
That's so weird. We were just talking about like, that before you guys got here.
Seriously.
That's one of them.
You know, one of the states, wasn't it like illegal for like more than three women that aren't related to live together?
Yes.
Yeah,
it's considered
it was
a brothel.
16.
It's considered a brothel.
Yeah,
we're like, you know what?
I really just talked about that.
In some places. Yeah.
Yeah, but what was it? Like, you can't wash your pig on Sunday?
Well, that's what...
In Trenton?
In Trenton or something.
There was another one where you can't have a giraffe in the front of some building. Like, you can't...
You can't sleep on top of a refrigerator in Pennsylvania?
Oh, yeah. You can't... You're not allowed to sleep on top of a refrigerator outside.
Yes, that's it.
Just outside.
This is one that kind of... It doesn't sound too outrageous, but it's kind of funny. Our friend Ken Grant, he's just... If you're around Wilmington, you know him, but... There's like, I guess there's a rule or some law or something that you can't take pictures in front of federal buildings.
Okay.
Yeah. So his Facebook is full of selfies of him in front of every federal building he visits in the country.
Oh, wow.
Like in front of the sign.
He's just asking for it.
Yeah, he's a pot stirrer. Yeah.
That's his job title. It's his business card. It says professional pot stirrer.
Oh, nice.
And you can't sing in a bathtub.
Can't sing in a bathtub. How did we start on that?
I don't remember.
Oh, it was because Wawa wants to start selling beer.
Oh, right.
And
right.
Stupid Pennsylvania can't even buy beer and liquor in the same spot. That's how it started.
But they could be like a Wawa and a Wee Wee next to each other, right? Something.
Yeah,
some
maybe
bowel.
Something like that. Yeah. All the liquor you can get.
That woo woo.
Yeah. It's funny you say that there was a woo woo in my old hometown.
What?
There was. This Mount Holly is not the best air. Scary knows about Mount Holly. And in the middle of Mount Holly, there was Wawa, and Wawa eventually took it out. But it was still, this was back when it had, like, the goose or whatever it was, like, in the sun, that symbol. And that was still there, and, like, they tore down the word Wawa, and just, it put up woo-woo. And it was woo-woo, because Wawa was, like, we're not having, they were robbed, like, every other day.
The franchise moved out, and woo-woo moved in.
Yeah. Well, did they sell liquor?
Probably out the back.
Right.
Oh, man.
All right, what do we got here? 8:50. All right, we got 10 minutes left. I'm not going to take another break. We'll go out with Bully. How about, no. Because I have pretty fingers as well. Let's take one break here. Let's do Too Tough from Bully. And this is Carly's pick, which you can hear every Tuesday and Thursday from 3 to 5, all Carly Takeover.
Mm-hmm.
And these guys will be in here, as well as the new Beck track. That will be in the Carly mix as well. Dreams, yep. All right, so check out Bully. We'll be right back with more RKVC. Nitrous Radio up at 9. album coming out. It's Carly Pick. They're going to be at Boot and Saddle soon, right?
Mm-hmm.
The album came out today, as a matter of fact.
Oh. Well,
I don't know when they'll be at Boot and Saddle, but...
I put it in the thing.
You did?
I did.
It just says, from Nashville, debut album feels like out June 23rd, playing Boot and Saddle.
Oh. Good for me.
Oh, you know what? but then there's like a bunch of... It looks like there was text that was cut off. Like, I can see the bottom of it.
Well, that's weird.
That is weird.
That's really weird.
Hmm. Anyway,
well, they're
back.
Coming to Boot and Saddle at some point.
At some point. Just look up Boot and Saddle. RKVC in studio with us. If you guys have ever seen them or seen pictures of them or gone to RKVC.net, then you know that they're always wearing red with black vests at every show. And we just learned that it's not just the shows. It's everywhere.
It looks like you murdered somebody.
What's that?
This is a washing machine.
The washing machine. So how many shirts and vests do you guys actually own?
We have 5 iterations of the outfits and 5 sets of each.
Wow. So what do you mean iterations?
Yeah, what does that mean?
Like it's always, I thought it was always
Are they different
just...
kind of black vests?
We have the formal wear.
Oh.
We have the production gear.
Okay.
Then there, because sometimes when we're just like in the studio, it's the t-shirts with the printed vests on them.
Okay.
We have flip flops on order.
Yeah.
No, it's
But now we will.
Do you like matching socks too?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
I actually find myself buying black and red socks.
Yeah.
Not even like right. on purpose. I just grab socks and come on. Like, oh.
I guess it makes.
And we have a like the formal wear, like 3-piece, like, yeah, you know, for like red. Like black tie events. Right, I almost said red tie events. Black tie events. Well, like when Spark magazine was still around, they had their annual party thing. Even then, like our dates were sisters. They matched, you know. So,
oh,
they had fun.
Wait, I didn't even notice. What are they always jeans?
Yes,
and always red shoes. Mm-hmm. You guys have red shoes.
You have red shoes. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Wait, are those your
yes.
Converse?
Yes.
Oh, those are the Converse.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
See RKVC on the back. They're sewn into the spine.
And you really do. Dress like this all the time, not just when you're out in public, just all the time.
All the time, yeah.
Kind of makes, you know, buying clothes easier. It's like eliminates a whole part of, like, your life. Like, what do I have to wear today?
Oh, this is what I'm wearing again today.
Yeah.
It does make it easy.
Do you feel, does it, is it?
It's like every cartoon character.
Yeah.
That's basically what we are.
I wish I had Donald Duck's attire, though, because it seems like he's enjoying it.
Yeah, that is nice.
Did you guys ever see Hey Arnold?
Yes.
Okay, you know that episode where he opens his closet and it's just like... This is just the same outfit.
It's pretty close.
Yeah.
All the girls.
Yeah.
Do you guys live together?
It's funny. We will be soon, but we haven't been roommates before.
Uh-oh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I imagine you guys work together a lot. Are you worried that that's going to put a strain on the band?
No, we basically live together. We just don't technically.
Right.
We work every day. It's a full-time job.
Yeah.
Like, we put in 8 hours a day, sometimes even more.
Like, last night, like, we worked so late that I ended up just crashing and staying over at his place because we were working on some stuff and rehearsing and things.
Yeah.
And they just get up and keep going.
That is really interesting.
Yeah. So, I mean, you mentioned, like, the Phillies thing.
Oh, yes, yeah. We didn't even get to that.
Really, really quick. I mean, just shout out to Christopher Bruce from Bruce Productions.
Yeah.
He's really the guy that kind of got all that together. But the Phillies had 4 new mascots they were introducing that are the best friends of the Fanatic. And they wanted a theme song for him.
The Galapagos Gang.
Yeah, Galapagos Gang. And so we actually had Chris would bring to these meetings these descriptions of these characters and, like, what they wanted to express in them and things. And then we would go home and, like, write and record these things. And we did everything from, like, rap to, like, dubstep to, like, classic rock and stuff. And we had, like, a minute and a half to do it. and then they started using it at the stadium. So we actually got to meet Tom Bergione. I can never pronounce his name.
The announcer?
The Fanatic.
Yeah,
The best friend of the Fanatic.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I got you.
Yep. and the whole crew. So everybody's been really great. And we got to meet the Galapagos Gang.
That's right. Amazing. And your song played in the stadium?
Yeah. Well, it's their theme songs. Every time they enter.
Every time they enter.
That's the song. You
that's
know?
Really cool.
That is awesome.
Yeah. But, it's really just like a really fun song.
And for future stuff for Bruce Productions, we're possibly working on more theme stuff like that, but we're currently working on a children's album with them.
Oh, that's cool.
Because it's not something we would normally do, but they like our
thing or style or whatever.
Yeah. For your brand.
And, yeah. And also we're cartoon characters, so.
So that works. Look at that. All right. Well, very cool. RKVC.net for more information on all of these things. You know, the TV series, the Friday series, Lifeline, the music, the gigs, everything. You can get all the links there and everything.
We will take over your life if you let us.
Yeah.
Very cool. All right, well, let's talk about aliens before we get out of here, because Nitrous Radio is starting up. They're doing a David Bowie special tonight to prepare us for Thursday night at Roadhouse Inn. So, aliens, what do we have this week?
Actually, I have something that's not aliens, but it's really cool.
Okay.
And there's a video.
Cool trumps all, so.
Yeah.
If it's really cool, go for it.
Yeah, so a pond explodes in Canada while at a golf course.
Yeah, a pond just exploded?
Like,
at a golf course.
At a golf course. No, you need to see this video because it's completely insane. It's like, well, you know, like one of those water hazards, but it just starts bubbling, exploding.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you put it in the chat room?
I'm going to put it in the chat room.
And there's no explanation?
They think it's a weird patch of methane gas. Huh. But there's no pipes running under there, so.
Just natural methane.
Just natural methane.
Huh.
Yeah. And the whole golf course had to be evacuated.
Committed. Yeah. Committed joining the conversation. Low committed. Oh, it worked.
Right.
Okay,
yeah,
let's.
Yeah, it worked this time.
At Indian Hills. And it smells like propane.
Wow, that is weird.
Isn't that weird?
Wow.
Man, that is just
I don't know
like...
if you can see it, but if you look right across, right above the green, there's this haze that looks like a gas.
Natural gas? You said natural
gas? Yeah, just natural gas just pouring out of a lake.
Man, that is
isn't that intense?
Terrible.
Yeah, that is weird.
Yeah.
Very unexplained.
Yeah.
Aliens.
All right, well, could be aliens. Speaking of, first of all, I want to do since Vince, you're big into conspiracies, I am as well.
Yeah.
But this one I've never been into, and this was a story that came up this week. Maybe because when I was young, I saw something that explained it, like a 2020 special or whatever. But crop circles.
Oh.
Like, I saw that they showed how teens, like, will go into these circles,
yeah.
I mean, into these cornfields, put a stake down and with a rope and walk so that it makes a perfect circle.
Right.
And so that explains those to me. But all these crop circles appeared in Russia, and there was a story on it, and I'm just not impressed by them, unfortunately.
I'm not either.
Because of that article, and because they're always circles, and I can see how they would be made, and... So I don't know, not to rule them all out, but this right here is interesting. Russia, this is a different Russia story. Russia hints that they want an investigation in the U.S. moon landing.
Okay, good, because I was gonna bring that up too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That is awesome. I think that
that is awesome.
I have very big concerns about the moon landing, and I know that sounds crazy. But I just don't understand why we were like, all right, we're at the moon. We're going back to the moon. We're going back to the moon. And then, like, for 40 years, we're done. We're not going to the moon ever again.
That is, like, one of the biggest conspiracies ever, I think.
Well, didn't Transformers explain that?
hey, they think, you know, there's a
dark
conspiracy
side
out there. Yeah, that there's actually alien civilization that has...
And that's where the Decepticons are living.
So
I mean, Megatron is hiding.
They've owned the moon and the Earth forever.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of weird pictures of things on the moon. I mean, very weird structures that you can just look up. We've talked about that a couple times. But I didn't realize that we've never been to the dark side of the moon.
Yeah,
and China, we talked about this a couple weeks ago. China's planning the first trip to the dark side of the moon, which means that's probably, you know, going to unleash a whole bunch of crazy aliens or monsters or something living over there.
Oh, yeah.
But also the fact that, you know, whenever we go up into space, it's a certain distance. I don't remember what the distance is. And it's always that distance, except the couple times we've been to the moon when it's 20 times that distance. And in order to go that distance, you also have to go through this crazy radiation belt that everyone dies in. I mean, there's all kinds of shit like that where it's like, all right, well, I'm not really convinced that with the technology in 1969 that we really did go to the moon. I just,
and they also,
I have doubts about it.
I didn't know that... the moon rocks that they apparently took from the moon. Like, no one can see them. They're hidden.
Yeah, they're or missing or whatever.
Or
so that's
yeah.
that's what this story is about.
Yeah.
Russia, in recent a recent newspaper article in Russia, said they're using the recent FIFA corruption probe as a basis on which to suggest that U.S. authorities had overstepped their boundaries and that international investigators could just as easily look into some of the more questionable aspects of the Apollo moon landings. He raised concerns over what happened to the original footage taken in 1969 and the 400 kilograms of lunar rock collected during the visits between 69 and 72. We're not saying they didn't fly to the moon and simply made a film about it, but we want to know about some of these things. It's basically what they're saying. And I hate to agree with Russia, but I do too. I want to know.
Yeah.
I want some explanation as to why we have never been anywhere close to the moon ever again since 1972.
Wouldn't it be awesome though if the real story was like to protect us? Like they like we find out like Megatron was like reverse engineered into like our computers and stuff, and they're like we were trying to like keep you from this truth.
Well, there are some theories floating out there.
We didn't go to the moon. We were abducted to the moon.
There are theories out there that we learned something when we went to the moon, and that we're something along those lines. Like we're trying to protect people, or I don't know, something along those lines. But
or they just told us never come back.
Yeah, they're like get the off of our moon, go home.
They're like congratulations. Now turn around, go home.
Yeah. I don't know, but I thought that was interesting that Russia's bringing that up.
Yeah, it says cool. that also that NASA finally admitted that the original video was erased.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that was a problem, that we couldn't find that, but apparently...
Yeah, in 2009 they admitted that the original video was erased.
That's
some stuff
devastating.
Right,
they didn't make a copy?
Yeah, just like they
that
didn't
intern
have
got
any.
Fired.
Yeah. Oops, sorry guys.
I mean, it's not even like they accidentally pressed the button. I mean, it's
no.
analog footage. You have to.
What was it? The stock market one day, like a few years ago, like something like a decimal point, like set everything off. Like
yeah,
it messed up a bunch of stuff. And then, like I think John Stewart was like, "I have to, when I delete a picture on Facebook, it says, are you sure?"
Yeah. Like, did they?
How was my Facebook status more secure than the Wall Street stock market?
Exactly. All right, so I think it's time to get out of here. Thank you guys for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, anytime. Please let us know what you guys are up to. Anytime, you could always welcome back. But definitely, if you're not here, we can at least talk about it and promote whatever's going on. Do you have anything planned for like the Philadelphia area anytime soon?
Not the Philly area that we know of. Mm-mm. I think we're doing a show at the Queen on August 21st.
Yeah.
Okay.
With Minchara.
Mm-hmm. And a couple unannounced acts.
Unannounced, yeah.
Are you guys, I saw that Michael Benash was on that one track. Are you guys pretty good friends with Minchara? Do you play a lot of shows together?
This will be the first. We've been trying for a long time.
I know. It's been a while.
Really?
We've been trying.
We've been to, it feels like more shows of theirs than our own, but yeah.
Good friends.
Okay.
They're awesome, though.
Excellent. All right. Well, let me just line this up here. I got Pretty Fingers coming up, brand new track from those guys, and then we'll do one more RKVC after that to go right into Nitrous Radio. And don't forget it's David Bowie special tonight.
Sweet.
So I'm gonna do I Don't Want to Dance from Pretty Fingers. I got their whole new EP. There's 5 songs on there, and I don't know which one to do. So I'm just gonna grab that one because I never want to dance. So I can really relate to that one. And then RKVC. Let's see here. You almost said last time to do After Me.
I meant to say, Are You Ready?
Are You Ready?
Because it's like the extremes, like really super pop and then like the rocky stuff. I don't know.
Gotcha. All right. Well, we'll do that. We're going to get out of here with that. And stay tuned to Nitrous Radio, and we'll be back next week, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you will not.
I will not be here next week.
She's leaving us next week. She'll
Sorry,
be back
guys.
After that, though.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We'll see you then.
In circles in hotel rooms, lived on coffee and fast food. Didn't even ever know who, but I found you. Yeah, I found you. Find
Tokyo, red eye flights and every road, Shanghai, Sterling, Montreal, neon lights and castles.